1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Friday, April 21st. Great to be checking in once again with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Sydney, it's great to chat once again.
It is, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me. I missed chatting for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I was off for a bit and also had some vacation days, but my goodness. And now, before we get to our recipe of the week, Sydney, I got to mention one of the recipes you had a while back, the veggie-packed deviled eggs. We tried those over the Easter weekend. Fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you tried them and found them delicious because, yeah, they're such a great recipe, really great to make with the kids. So if you haven't checked those out yet, you know, check them out on the Facebook page. They're sure to be a really big hit.
Oh, they are for sure. Now, Sydney, you've got a sort of listener request recipe this week.
Yeah, so we did have a request from a listener a few weeks back for a recipe of the week that was ulcerative colitis friendly. So ulcerative colitis is an inflammatory bowel disease that causes inflammation in your digestive tract. But even if you may be listening and don't have a digestive condition, I want to reassure you this recipe is so delicious. I'm sure it's going to be loved by all of our listeners out there. So this week's recipe is called lemon chicken soup.
All right. There you go. Listener request now with our recipe of the week. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so the reason why this recipe is considered friendly for individuals with ulcerative colitis is because it's a recipe that's really great to use if you're having a flare-up because it's low in insoluble fiber. So insoluble fiber can sometimes irritate our digestive system if we are having a flare-up of irritable bowel disease. So choosing foods that are lower in that type of fiber can often be helpful until that inflammation has decreased. So to make this recipe, it's pretty easy. First, you're going to cook about a cup of either chopped rutabaga, and you can find that in the frozen vegetable aisle, or you can also use a cup of chopped potatoes, and you're going to put in a cup of chopped carrots. Cook those over medium heat in a large pot for a few minutes. Then you're going to add a third of a cup of the white parts of a green onion only. Cook those for a few minutes. Add about 8 cups of chicken broth, a bit of garlic powder, a few bay leaves, and 1.5 cups of cooked shredded chicken. Bring that to a boil, and then stir in about a cup of rice. You're going to add a handful of dill and let that simmer for a little bit. And then lastly, in a medium bowl, you're going to whisk 2 eggs until they're light and frothy, and then add in a little bit of lemon juice. Remove your dill from the soup, and then you're going to slowly add a few spoonfuls of your soup to your lemon mixture to temper your eggs and prevent them from scrambling. And once you've done that, feel free to pour that lemon mixture right into your soup. Ladle that into bowls and enjoy.
And we will. It is lemon chicken soup. And Sydney, thank you so much for your time and putting something like this together. Certainly a request from listeners. And I know our listeners are going to certainly enjoy this. And I'm thinking, too, with the weather temperature still up and down, I think this sounds pretty good, this soup.
Absolutely. I think we're still, spring is always a little back and forth. So I think we're in for a little bit of rain and cooler weather. So I think that this soup recipe will go really well for that.
And of course, we'll share it on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, before we let you go, we're kind of winding things down with the school year. But if anyone's looking to book a year-end trip for your school, we've got some great suggestions with your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're a teacher, if you work in a school, if you know someone who works in a school, and you think, you know, that a year-end trip would be something that you'd be interested in, please feel free to reach out to me. My contact information is pinned at the top of our Facebook page, which is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. We offer all kinds of nutrition workshops for students. We'll take them through the grocery store. We'll talk about fruits and veggies. Sometimes we can even, you know, make a snack as well. So I really encourage you to reach out if you might be interested in that.
I think there's going to be many interested for sure. Sydney Brennan. Now, Sydney, what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, Jamie, we had a pretty busy weekend last weekend. We went to a Jays game, and which was great, but it was a busy weekend. So I think this weekend we're going to have some downtime and just hang out around the house and cuddle with the cat.
Oh, that sounds good. Did you enjoy the game at the new sort of refurbished Rogers Centre?
We did, yeah. It was great to see. It was was our first time seeing it in person. Lots of new stuff added there, you know, so if anybody's thinking about going to a game, I really encourage you to check it out. And they also won, so that was an added bonus.
Well, we'll take that for sure. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian in Zayers. Thanks again for your time, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope everybody has a great weekend.